Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Jean-Guy, Africa, and I'm a trade specialist at the African Development Bank. Today, my presentation will touch on connectivity in Africa and reaping the benefits of digital globalization. We are very much involved in all the different kinds of connectivity works, you know, transport, connectivity, etc. But the gist of my presentation today will be on ICT connectivity, the work that we're doing in ICT connectivity, and how far we've gone so far. These are the contents of my presentation. I'll touch a little bit on the subject of digital globalization to basically set the background. I'll give some numbers on connectivity in Africa today, some examples of ICTs in action, connectivity in Africa tomorrow, the bank's role, and ways that we believe we could, in the near future, close the digital divide. I'd like to start the presentation on ICT with this slide. It's a slide I borrowed from a study that was recently published by McKinsey called Digital Globalization, the Rise of Global Data Flows. And it basically shows, how do I point? Okay, well, there you go. It basically shows the that global trade, global flows of trade and finance are flattening while data flows are soaring. So what you see here are the global trade flows between 1980 and 2004, and you can clearly see that there's a huge jump during the first stage of globalization, then a slump, and it goes down, and it basically flattens. Same thing for finance. But what you see towards the beginning of the millennia is, over the last maybe 10 years or so, is a huge surge in global data flows. So it's clear that we're entering a different stage of globalization that is more defined, that is defined less by global trade flows of physical goods, and more so by data flows. So it's an interesting finding that kind of shows that globalization is not really moving in reverse; it's actually deepening in many ways. Some few more examples of the ways in which globalization has transformed the way we conduct business. Digital platforms like Facebook, eBay, Alibaba are bringing down the cost of transaction in many ways. You could just go back 10 years ago, and if you wanted to import goods from China, you probably had to buy a ticket, move travel to China, you know, buy a hotel, stay in a hotel, and so on. Today, you can basically sit in your desk in Nigeria, use your Visa card and basically order a container load to be delivered in your country. So clearly, digital globalization is reducing costs. So in terms of connectivity in Africa, where do we stand today? We've got about 60, we've reached an internet penetration of about 16%. We've got around 170 million users, 50% of which are urban residents. So the rural areas are not really connected. And an interesting finding is we've got about between 50 and 60 million Facebook users and close to 70 million smartphones. And so I wanted to move to some of the interesting findings. I mean, connectivity is increasing on the continent, and it's bringing very interesting kinds of innovations in the delivery of public services, education, agriculture, trade, financial services, and so on. So I've just picked three of them as an example, but there are a number of them. The first one is Isoco. And Isoco is basically a company that operates in Ghana, Tanzania, and Kenya. And it's the leader in Africa in agricultural market information systems. And basically, they gather and disseminate market data, such as produce and meat prices, through mobile devices among hundreds of thousands of farmers in the countries I've mentioned. They also give automated and personalized price alerts, buy and sell offers so that people in the rural areas can communicate with buyers in the cities. SMS messaging, etc. And it uses a USDD kind of technology, not smartphones, because in the rural areas, few are those who are connected with smartphones. This is just one example. Another example is Jumia and Konga in Nigeria. And they operate in the area of e-commerce. They are, if you wish, your equivalent of Amazon and eBay in Africa. Jumia is present in at least 15 countries, and Konga, I think, operates in only Nigeria. But the two are galvanizing the retail economy in their respective country, but by making it easier for buyers and sellers to transact. Another fantastic example is InstaHealth in Uganda that uses geolocation and interactive voice response system. Basically, dial one, then it takes you, a voice response to it, and so on, to connect medical patients with health centers, specialists, ambulances, and consultation services. Now, these are just a few examples. There are hundreds of them as we're speaking. M-Pesa in Kenya that made it easier to transfer money from the cities to the urban areas. So keeping that in mind, our strategic focus at the African Development Bank follows a three-pronged approach. The first one is regional infrastructure. We're basically working to lay out the infrastructure necessary so that countries and people can actually utilize ICTs. We focus on the undersea cable, the laying of fiber optic cables, and so on. We work on the policy and regulatory framework side to promote reforms and harmonization and lower the costs of ICTs. And we focus on the application side to make better use of ICTs, especially in the area of governance and the delivery of public services, especially education, health, but also in agriculture and trade. So this is our work moving forward, but it's also what we've been involved in lately. I included this map so that you could see the fiber optic work that is ongoing in Africa. And you can see that very soon the entire continent will be connected from an infrastructure standpoint. We've invested heavily in a number of these submarine cables. I just wanted to mention two of them, EC, the East African Submarine Cable, along the south coast of Africa, connecting 21 countries, and the main one cable, connecting, going all the way from Portugal down to South Africa. It's the one, the brown one here, and EC is the blue one on the right side. So in total, our infrastructure investment will facilitate access to close to 3 million people over the next 2 to 4 years. We operate under one key framework that basically guides the continent when it comes to ICT. This framework was adopted by the heads of state of the 54 countries comprising the African Union in Kigali. It's called Connect Africa, and it aims for four specific goals. Goal number one is to interconnect all African capitals. The picture I showed earlier shows that very clearly the coastal countries are pretty much connected. Now work remains to pull the fiber optic cables all the way to the landlocked countries. The second one is to connect villages to broadband ICT, to adopt more efficient policy measures and regulatory frameworks, to support the development of a critical mass of ICT skills, and I'll get to that. It's one thing to lay out the infrastructure and increase access. It's another thing to make useful use of the access that we now have. And the last one is to basically adopt national e-strategy. So all of our work and most of the continent's work in the area of ICT connectivity is guided by the Connect Africa framework. I wanted to say a few things about the digital divide. Very soon, connectivity will increase connectivity on the continent. That's clear. The cost of broadband is reducing on a yearly basis. But the critical challenge that we're facing won't be that of access, but usage. We'll first go through, and that's how we define the digital divide. First, access, then usage, generally of a of a recreational nature, and then we move from usage to use for usage, whereby we use ICT to reap certain benefits, commercial benefits, improvements in business processes such as marketing, distribution, automation, accounting, and so on. And that's really where the continent lags behind when you compare us to our peers. And you can see it by the relative contribution. It's unfortunate, the graphs, these two here, the first one here shows the relative contribution of the internet to GDP in developed countries. And it's almost 4%. In emerging markets, it's almost 2%. And in Africa, the internet's contribution to GDP is less than 1%. So it clearly shows that it's very much a recreational use, and we've yet to tap into the potential. I wanted to highlight some of the success factors that will be needed for SMEs to really utilize the opportunity presented by this new access to ICTs. Some of the success factors will be a mastery of digital marketing. You have to have payment gateways that are set up. You'll need to achieve a product market fit. Your structure will need to be organized in a way that you can deliver those goods. You'll need to address the issue of logistics. It's very interesting because it's currently being addressed by some of the companies I've mentioned, Jumia and Konga. They've bypassed the problem of the payment gateway and logistics by basically operating with a cash on delivery model and delivering goods on motorbikes. So there's a lot of innovation happening in the e-commerce sphere to basically tackle some of the challenges presented. Then you have automation and online presence. I wanted to show some of our prediction on the internet in Africa tomorrow. When I say tomorrow is 2025, we'll have reached a 50% in internet penetration. We'll have in excess of 600 million users. We estimate, the study from McKinsey estimated that we would have close to $75 billion in annual e-commerce sales and an internet contribution to GDP of almost $300 billion. So these are some of the recommended actions that we will give moving forward. Our intervention are likely to focus more on the human, on the strengthening of the human capital dimension. Now that the access is improving, surely. Measures are being put in place to drastically reduce the costs of ICTs. The next challenge will be to invest in skills so that Africa is better able to reap the benefits of ICTs. So moving forward, we'll invest more in human capital, in addressing policy and administrative barriers, and in continuing to build the necessary infrastructure to close the digital divide. Thank you very much, and I look forward to the discussion. Thanks.